Yo, listen. Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast. And I think it's the hottest show in the game. Cause them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now scissor me.
Before we get started, I want to shout out our sponsors here on the BCP. As always, the BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located online and at the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey, on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Blue Building. Get your wrestling stuff, retro video games, G.I. Joes, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the show. Guys, we also want to welcome in our new sponsors, Warriors of Wrestling. WOW brings the action to Breezy Point, New York on August 26th for our next event, Payback, featuring appearances by Darius Carter, TJ Marconi, Chris Steeler, Joe Ocasio, and more. Tickets are available now at warriorsofwrestling.com and be sure to subscribe on YouTube. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCulloch. They're the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. The BCP is also sponsored by the No Gimmicks Podcast, the pro wrestling podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. The No Gimmicks Podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. Shout out, Kelvin. Check out the No Gimmicks Podcast. We're also sponsored by our friends over at Global Wrestling Family. GWF is about inclusivity and celebrating a common love for pro wrestling amongst the fans and wrestlers. T-shirts, hats, and more merch is available now. Join the group on Facebook at Global Wrestling Family and be sure to follow them on Instagram at Global Wrestling Family. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may have not seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and more. We also strive to be a source for information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you to paradise, where everyone is riding on a satellite, sending signals, praying for miracles. We should have seen this coming.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to a very special episode of the BCP. Excited for this one, and once again, long overdue. This is someone I've had my eye on for some time. I've gotten to work with him at ISPW. I hear he's having highlight matches, possibly even matches of the year. It wasn't the discussion. We will talk about that in a little bit. But first, we got to talk about his matchup coming up September 9th in Metuchen, New Jersey. He's going to be with the Ace of Space Academy, taking on Yosefer L, El Magnifico, and Skyler Mack. Please welcome to the show our good friend, Mr. Colton Charles. Colton, what up, man? How are you, bro?
I'm doing pretty good, bro. Thank you for having me.
Dude, yeah, dude. And like I always say, long overdue, but I don't like just having anybody on the show. You know, you're someone I've watched. I think the first time I saw you was at a WrestlePro show in Metuchen, maybe a year and a half ago, something like that, man. And you impressed me, man. And the first thing I noticed when you made your way to the ring, great look. I loved the gear, man. It reminds me of like almost that Team USA, like 2008 kind of jerseys. I still have my Jason Kidd one, man. I love that so much. And I could see the crowd connect to you instantly, man. So we do something called wrestling fashion here, but I love the gear, man. Just tell us a little bit about that look and the philosophy behind who Colton Charles is.
I mean, Colton Charles, I mean, like, growing up, like, always been, like, a dog, per se. Like, I grew up playing sports. I'm very highly competitive. I love to talk trash. I love people that love to talk trash back at me. Like, love, like, intensity, like, energy, bringing it. And then, like, showing love right after the end of the day, you know what I mean? Like, go out there, have some fun, play hard, and, like, show respect, you know? So, like, I'm the type of guy, like, it's a go-getter. Like, to work hard and play hard, you know?
Yeah, man. And I can tell you've definitely got that like work ethic and that hard work mentality, man. And I don't want to bury the lead. I have so many questions I want to ask you, but let's get this out of the way, man, because you do have a big match at the Wrestling Showcase taking on the likes of Yosefer L, man. He's a wild card, man. That guy's popping out of the woods or popping out of, you know, the locker rooms. He's just all over these venues, man. He kind of scares me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. El Magnifico and Skyler Mack, you're going to be with GKM and MSG. Ace of Space Academy. That's going to be a good one, man. How you feeling about that match? What's the mindset like?
I'm very excited, man. We're trying to, you know, stand out, like show like Premier, like what we're about. You know, we're stars in the making, man. Like these guys, day in, day out, we're out in training. You know, working hard. We're trying to improve each other, like giving us some tips and stuff of how we can like, improve our game and like go out there and most important things, go out there and having fun with each other. You know, like. Bringing the best out of each other, our personalities and stuff. Like our personalities flow very well, and we are very well connected with each other. Understand how we move, you know.
And I love that you said that, man, because you said it perfectly. And I just talked to MSG. That interview will be up very soon as well. But I said you guys are great as a unit, obviously with LSG, all y'all as Ace of Space Academy. But individually, you are all so great. As well, man. And I think that's super important, man. What I want to talk to you about is let's talk about ISPW. You were there recently for a couple events, man. And I, you know, I've known you and I've known your work, but the way I think we did that high school show, I think it was Union or one of the high school shows where like the teachers got involved and the coaches and the gym teachers that's gotten involved.
Came out with the football team.
Yeah. And yeah, that's what it was. And you were so, and I'm not just saying this, like you were so great. I think he was like the enforcer or the special guest referee. I'm trying to remember what it was, but you were so great with the gym coach or whoever he was, the teacher, man. It was such a great moment, man. Do you kind of have like a philosophy when it comes to like making it really special for the fans or like working with these schools or supporting the football team? Cause I thought it was great. I thought you were fantastic.
Like being in that environment, it comes natural to me. Like even when I was in high school, I amateur wrestled for about, I think it was 6 years in high school. And I did like tournaments like 2 years after. And like, I love like playing into the crowd and getting the crowd involved, like bringing that energy. Like I said before, like energy is like dope to me. It's awesome. And I worked at like a camp before. I was a program director and I was in charge of making sure like everything is fun. So long things were fun with the kids, especially the parents, like bringing their energy out and make sure everybody had a good time. Like, I'm all about the vibes, you know, so like, as long as the crowd's happy, I'm happy, you know, if the coach is there trying to support his football team, I'll be there supporting his football team, make sure like they're going home for a good day, you know, so.
And you made it that much extra special. And conversely, when we were performing at the fair, it was great, man. Even after your match, you're out there with the kids. Like, I love that picture of you with all the kids, man. Now, you mentioned amateur wrestling. Were you a fan as a kid growing up, man? Because you seem to kind of connect with these kids on another level.
A fan as in amateur wrestling or a fan as in
pro wrestling? I was going to say pro wrestling, but yeah. How'd you get into amateur wrestling as well?
No, like, as a kid, I loved pro wrestling. I think the first person I saw growing up was, like, Stone Cold Steve Austin on my TV. And like, I think the reason why now I'm a pro wrestler because like my mom wouldn't let me watch wrestling. Wrestling was too violent for her. She wanted to stay away from it. I guess her pushing back from me watching wrestling, that made me drive to like watch wrestling even more. So yeah, that's how I got into like wrestling. And I always was trying to do it. And I had one of my friends in my neighborhood was like, yo, you love wrestling so much. Why don't you try like amateur wrestling? I was like, well, I didn't know what I was. So I looked it up, thought it'd be cool. Started it, I think it was like in seventh grade, and like I never looked back. And from there, like wrestling like took off for me. I did pretty good. I beat All American 1 year. Like I had like really good feats in amateur wrestling, which is pretty dope. So that made me who I am today.
That's awesome, man. And I'm wondering, you know, when you're doing that amateur wrestling thing, do people Are there a good handful of people that want to go on to, like, you know, the sports entertainment, the professional wrestling? Is that frowned upon? Because I think a lot, you know, the Brock Lesnar's, the Shelton Benjamins of the world, Kurt Angle's, Chad Gable, Mark Henry, like, all came from that athletic background, the lifting, the amateur wrestling and stuff like that. Was that something that was frowned upon, or was that something that was encouraged?
I don't think it'll be frowned upon. I just think that when it comes to amateur wrestling, there's so far you can go with amateur wrestling, because not everybody's right. gonna be Olympian. Like, you have to make it to the U.S. trials and do stuff like that. And, like, if you're not one of those top guys in amateur wrestling, like, there's so much money I feel like you can make, unless you're getting endorsements for, like, other, like, tournaments and stuff like that. So I feel like people see, like, pro wrestling as another route for them if they can't make it to, like, the Olympic dream, you know? So, like, that's probably the way that some people look at it, you know?
What did mom say when you started doing the amateur wrestling? Because I know she wasn't a fan of all the violence.
The amateur wrestling, at first she was against it, but then, like, she finally came to, like, she couldn't stop me from, like, doing something. She wanted me to be active. So, like, it was something that kept me out the house and, like, was potentially, like, helping me do good in school and stuff like that. So, like, yeah, she was very, like, supportive of it.
That's awesome to hear, man. I love that. And we're talking about, you know, all this great stuff, man. I see you primarily as a face, man. You know, I always say, I don't know what it is, but you have it, man. Just the way you connect with audiences. But I did see that you had a match. You know, you talked about bringing out that rougher side earlier on. I saw you had a match with, and this is an ultimate test here, the likes of a Danny Moff. We know he's trained a lot of y'all. We know how he is in the ring, man. He is a force to be reckoned with. I put a poll, you know, we always do our match of the year. You know, we're coming up, you know, wrapping up the year. We're getting there in like 4 months or so. And, you know, I put a match of the year poll, and yours and Moff's match came up a few times. So I'm going to have to go back and watch that. I heard it was a hard hitting match. I know, you know, the Ace of Spades has gotten mixed up with Moff recently. Tell us what that match was like for you, how it felt going through that one.
That match, like, I had all the nerves during that match, man. Like, Moff is, like, the big test in, like, the pro wrestling and business, man. And he has, yeah, like, right now he's pretty much of a, I don't want to curse anything, like, but, like,
he's a bad,
he's a bad dude. He's a bad dude right now. So, like,
I got you.
It was pretty much of a test. So, like, I had to bring my A game for him, and he definitely brought it, but I want to say I brought it too. And, I feel like I learned a lot from being in the ring with him and how he operates and how he moves and how to bring, like, that edge out. So, like, every time I see myself going against one Moff, I feel like I'm learning something, how to be, like, that big man in the wrestling ring, or how to take control of the match and make sure, like, you can't bully me in that ring because I'm that guy. Because Moff's that guy right now, and, like, I need to take him down a peg. So,
yeah, man. I'm going to have to find a way to watch that one. It might even be on Premiere. So I'll check that out. Shameless plug for Premiere Streaming Network. And guys, that's where the Wrestling Showcase will be streamed. If you can't make it in Metuchen, New Jersey, subscribe now. They got some great content. Ton of WrestlePro. Now, I take it, Colton, I'm assuming you're a Creative Pro guy. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep. Big Creative Pro, yes.
Who's Creative Pro New Jersey, New York? Who specifically trained you? New Jersey.
So I trained under Pat Buck, and, like, the trainers and head coaches now right now are, like, LSG, Donovan, and Bobby Wayward right now. So they're the guys that are taking care of us in the ring and stuff like that. So those are my coaches.
I feel like, and I always say this publicly, I feel like WrestlePro is arguably the top promotion here in the Northeast. Not only just that Rahway Center getting filled every time, great crowds, a lot of the names coming through. We'll talk about that in a little bit, you know, when it comes to, like, dream opponents and stuff like that. But do you feel kind of a sense of pride? I feel like WrestlePro guys, there is such just a professionalism. There's a unity. There's, like, this brotherhood, this sisterhood amongst all y'all. And even, like, when I have you guys on the Zoom, 4:45 on the dot, you're there. 4 o'clock, you're there, right? It's, like, very professional. I always notice that with you guys. Is that, like, a sense of pride of being a Creative Pro person?
Definitely, definitely. We want to keep, like, the school going on and jumping, make sure we're bringing in new people of all kinds, you know, athletes, whoever. So, like, we try to keep that respect and not try to embarrass the school, because this school is a great place. We have a lot of quality people come from the school, like MGF, The Acclaim, you know. So we're going to make sure, like, the rep stays high, and when it's our turn to be there, people look at us like those are the guys that we want to aspire to be like. So definitely, definitely.
And I love that, man. You know, I was there earlier on, you know, when Bones was there all the time, you know, and you could just see they were that next class going up to be on the national level, and now they are. I feel like all you all right now are that next class. You're like right on the cusp. And it's so cool to see you mention MJF, that Creative Pro homecoming show where he really came and let's be real, gave back to Creative Pro, had a great promo giving back to them, which you don't see a lot from when it comes to MJF. So I thought that was very telling. That's awesome to see. But Colton, I got to ask you, a lot of the names are coming through that locker room, month in, month out, Alaska, wherever you are. Who from that AEW roster or from that national level, you know, Dreamer's working a lot of these shows now. These legends are still fighting, man. Who do you want to fight, man? Be honest.
Who do I want to fight? I'm not going to lie. I do have my eyes on Bowens one of these days. I think Bowens is like, he comes to the room sometimes and trains with us sometimes and like gives it back. And like the way he moves in the ring and like his personality, maybe one of these days I can get one match out of Bowens and then see what I can do against him. See if I can keep up to his level. You know,
great, great dude. Former WrestlePro Gold champion, man. That would be very, very cool to see. How about on the independent level? You know, right now there's just a lot of really big names or a lot of people getting that momentum. Is there someone that maybe you've crossed paths with or shared a locker room with? Like, oh, I kind of want to face this person, or I've seen their work, I'm kind of following them. Or conversely, someone that you want, well, you have a pretty good team already. I was gonna say you want a team with, but who would you want to face on that independent level?
There's a bunch of guys that in the independent level would come against. And one of the guys from the WrestlePro locker room I haven't seen in a while, but like McIntosh is a guy that like,
yeah,
McIntosh, I would love to see because he's a phenomenal wrestler. And like, he's probably in my eyes, besides like Bowens or like the Bobby Wavers, like he's probably one of the best guys to come out of the WrestleBro school. So like, I would love to go against one-on-one against McIntosh too. So
that's a great, but yeah, where is Matt, man? That's a great five. Yeah. Well, I don't know what he's up to. We're going to have to check in with him. Criminally underrated. Great talent. I think he was the first ever WrestlePro Triple Crown. Correct me if I'm wrong. Something like that. He is amazing. That is a great, great answer, Colton. I love that. You know, you talk about the amateur wrestling. You talk about the pro wrestling and everything you're doing right now. I always like to, you know, I hate to be like wrestling. What's something you're passionate about outside of wrestling, man? Do you collect things? Are you a movie buff? Are you a musician? Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
I'm big on hiking. So like, I think it started COVID when the world shut down on us and all that. Like, I was trying to find like things to do. And like hiking was like the one thing, like the easiest things you can do outside. But like, you're not really bothering too many people and stuff like that during COVID. So like, I got into hiking. I started hiking a lot of places. So I started traveling up to Poughkeepsie, doing stuff in Beacon, traveling a lot in Jersey, doing hikes up there. So like, I'm a big hiking connoisseur. You know, I love hiking, going out there. Sometimes I do jujitsu. I used to practice jujitsu. So if I have some free time, like to go rolling around with my guys over there, stuff like that. So any way I can keep active, like I find fun, you know.
That's awesome, man. And I'll ask you this one. What are the short-term goals for you and the long-term goals? You know, the short-term being like, hey, maybe it's that WrestlePro Silver. Maybe it's that WrestlePro Gold. Maybe it's some of the titles in ISPW. Maybe it's an opponent. And then long-term, is there a certain place you'd like to work? Would you like to teach one day? What are the goals for Colton Charles moving forward?
The goals, short-term goals, are like, I want to make like a more of a name myself. I want to be like that. Build myself and being like a top guy per se, not a guy that holds a title, because I'm not really right now. I'm not focused on holding titles. I'm more focused on establishing myself as a superstar. I want to be that guy that companies trust, that I can pull out a good match out of anybody, you know, and just be that workhorse, you know. And like long-term goals, I feel like everybody should have the same like goals. I want to be on TV soon, so you know, I want to make a name, whether it's WWE, AEW. I just want to try to make myself finally up to that main stage and like do some damage up there, you know?
So I love it. I love it, man. And that's a great answer. And I'm not just, like I always say, I'm not just saying this because you're on the show right now. I've worked with you. I work in a lot of promotions independently. I work a lot on production, man. And I can see sometimes people can't find a way to connect with the crowd. Sometimes people are still finding themselves. And as soon as I saw you, you connected with the crowd. Crisp in-ring work, great work rate. You know, even with the teachers and the schools, everything, there was something there that I think the fans gravitate to. And that's my favorite thing about this whole circus that we work in, man. And you do a great job. Colton, before we get out of here, I want to ask you my favorite question to ask anybody on the show. Say you do get that big WrestleMania entrance one day. I'm sure you will, man. Just keep working hard. What band or artist plays you down to the ring?
That's a great question. If I were to choose a couple people, I'd probably choose to come walk me down. He's probably not hot right now, but like, I do love, let me not say his name. He's probably, so I'll skip him out. But like,
oh, 50 okay. Cents, yeah. 50, your 50 backup. Cents, what's your backup? Yeah.
So 50 Cent's a big guy. Me, like, I grew up listening to a lot of 50 Cent. I just seen his concert the other day. So like, he's one guy. He has a whole bunch of hits. I love to walk, have him walk me down to the ring. You know, so 50 Cent. We can do, there's a guy named Baby Keem that's out right now. I love his music.
Okay.
He's Kendrick Lamar's little cousin, and like, his music like has so much hype. So like, he plays rap, but has like a mosh pit feel to it. So like, I don't know. I love that type of music. So I'll say my top two choices would be like Baby Keem or like 50 Cent, you know?
I'm writing it down. Got it, bro. I always like to check out new music, man. Colton, dude, thank you so much for making the time, man. I'm wishing you the best luck moving forward. I'm sure I'll be sharing a locker with you, locker room with you real soon, man. But before we get out of here, we are all about that shameless self-promotion. Tell everyone where they can follow you, catch it live events, if you have any merch that you want to plug, man, because I need a Colton Charles 8x10 over on the wall here, bro, before you get famous. All right, man. Tell everyone.
Yeah. It's time for you, just for you. I got you.
Thank you, brother.
No problem. So if you guys want to find me, you can find me on Instagram, like @XDiscoveringColton. You can find me on Facebook, Colton Charles. I don't really use Facebook too much. You know, Twitter, Colt Charles 19. You know, I'm going to be at Shotgun Thursday soon, August 31st. And you can catch me at the Broadway show September 17th. I'll be out there. So you guys want to come out, support, come see me live, I'll be there.
That looks like a good show. That 17th show is no joke, man. I might be there, man. I'm looking forward to it. Colton, dude, thank you so much for making the time. It's good to get to know you a little bit better, and just continue success moving forward, man. Thanks for the time, bro.
Yeah, thank you, bro. I appreciate you having me on the show again.
Anytime, bro. And guys, like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.